CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Piper. You called. There's somebody to say that the fish, the muskie that my husband brought in to have stuffed and mounted was ready. I thought I'd pick it up and surprise him with it tonight.
Oh, yes, yes, Mrs. Piper. It's ready. I'll bring it right back.
I've never been in a taxidermist shop before. Have you, Anne? Look at this stuffed owl. My, he looks a little moth-eaten, isn't he?
Look at this skunk. Now, why would anybody want a skunk stuffed?
I don't know. Beyond me, why anyone wants a fish stuffed? Sometimes my husband baffles me. You know, if it were a beautiful big swordfish or a 300-pound marlin or something.
Yes, or even a moose.
Yes, that's not a fish.
I know, but the antlers are pretty.
Yes, yes.
Now, what's pretty about a fish?
I know.
Here we are, Mrs. Piper. And I don't think you and your friend can look at this and say, what's pretty about a fish? Isn't he magnificent?
Well, that can't be my husband's fish. It was much bigger. No, you got the wrong fish. Piper was the name, and it was a 21-pound, 6-ounce muskie, and
Mrs.
he brought it
Piper,
in like...
Mrs. Piper, believe me, this is Mr. Piper's muskie.
No.
Now, in the process of stuffing and mounting, it causes a certain amount of shrinkage, you know, which I wish you had explained to Mr. Piper, who may be somewhat concerned.
Concerned? He's going to hit the ceiling.
Have you noticed how often people serve dips at parties these days? Well, the perfect chips to dip are king-size style Fritos corn chips. The flavor is great, and they won't break at the slightest touch either. Fritos corn chips are made to munch.
Munch, 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 munch Fritos corn chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Fritos corn chips. Munch, 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 munch Fritos corn chips.
Will you stop fluttering around the kitchen and stand still a minute? I got something to tell you.
Well, I'm getting dinner, and I have something to tell you, too. But I think I'll feed you first and fortify you.
Huh?
Well, what do you mean?
Never mind. Go on. I'm all ears. What do you have to tell me?
At lunch today, lunch today, a guy came over to the table, you know, from the paper and asked if I was the... if I was the famous local angler who had caught a 21-pound, 6-ounce muskie at Mallard Lake.
Uh-huh.
Well, I admitted it.
Yes, modestly.
And he said he'd like to get a picture and a story. Well, I told him, one of the guys with me, you know, Fred Beitner, took a picture and then discovered after he got back home that, you know...
He hadn't put any film in the camera.
No
which,
film
of
in the
course,
camera.
I still don't understand. Film always shows red and has a number.
Well, we were all excited. Never mind that. The point is that this post-bulletin reporter said as soon as I got the muskie back from the taxidermist to let him know and he'd get a picture of the fish, you know, with me and a story because he said he had checked and it is the largest muskie ever caught in the state.
Uh-huh.
Boy, you are the greatest one to tell some news to. Uh-huh, she said.
Well, it isn't that, dear. Well, you know, sometimes things don't always turn out quite the way we expect them to, you know?
Why?
Well, sometimes we look forward to something and we're so excited, and then it turns out to be a little, you know, disappointing, you know, like a party or a trip, you know, and it just...
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but what's that got to do with anything?
Well, I was going to wait until after dinner, but... Well, I have a surprise for you, dear.
What?
The taxidermist called today to say the fish was ready. No.
It is?
Yeah.
Why didn't you call me up? I could have picked it up.
Just a second. I picked it up. I brought it home. It's here.
The fish is here?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Just a minute. Just step into the dining room. It's propped up on the buffet. Now he
in
said
the dining room?
Yes, right there. He said to be careful because the shellac has to dry thoroughly. Also, I was to tell you.
Oh, what? This is not my fish.
Now, just a minute. That's what I have to tell you.
This is not my fish.
Yes, it is. Now, listen.
This? What happened to it?
Well, it shrunk. He said that always happens with stuffing and mounting.
Shrunk?
Yes.
It shrunk?
Yes, dear. The taxidermist said you
that,
must... The taxidermist said you might be a little upset about it, but it always shrinks a little in mounting.
Shrinks and a little?
Yes.
What is this? Looks like a minnow compared to what I thought. Mine was 21.
Yes. The taxidermist explained, dear. Even owls shrink.
I don't care about owls.
Even lions and tigers and even mice heads will shrink.
I don't. Mice heads?
I mean, moose heads. You got me so nervous. Oh. I'm scared to death to show this to you because I know how you've been about this fish, but truly, dear, it always happens.
Not my fish.
Well, it is your fish.
No.
Well, it is your fish. Now, it was the only fish the taxidermist had. He said it wasn't even possible that he could have made a mistake. Anyhow, you can see the place on the head where our cats got at it on the back porch, and I think the taxidermist did a very nice job of patching up that chunk that was chewed out.
Nice job. Fish looks as though he'd bumped into a door.
Well, the man said he had to build up that spot that the cats had already eaten, dear.
He pulled the skin so tight. I mean, the darn muskie looks as though he's smiling.
Well, does it matter? I mean, isn't it better to have a fish that looks pleasant than one that looks kind of mad at everyone? Oh, honey, he hasn't shrunk that much. He looks lovely. And while I'm getting dinner, why don't you take Hammer and Nails and get him hung up? Hmm?
I'm not going to hang him up. He looks ridiculous. Look at him. He's grinning.
Oh,
looks like a Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland.
He does not. And it says underneath how much he did weigh. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
You hang him up. When he's on the wall, he'll look fine. You'll see.
21 pounds.
More from the couple next door in just a moment.
Dave, about those trees you took down. I'd help cut them up for part of the wood.
As soon as I feel better, Ed.
What's wrong?
Had nagging backache lately with sleepless nights. Feel tired out.
Just the way I felt with backache. Better try to get relief.
How?
Try Doane's pills.
Right. Doane's pills are an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
Honey, come on in and take a look. Honey, you were right. You know, hanging on the wall looks fine. Uh-huh. Anyhow, certainly impressive.
I'm coming right in, dear. Dinner's almost ready. Oh, you're not hanging him over the mantle. In the living room?
Oh, certainly. Where did you think I was hanging him?
In your den. You're not going to have him in the living room.
This is the biggest muskie ever caught in this state. He is certainly
not in the living room. Now, we have fussed so having everything just right in here. You wouldn't even let me put a lovely picture of my mother on the mantle because you said it was poor taste to have relatives all over the living room.
Well, I am not related to the fish. And besides, I did not catch your mother with a bucktail fly on a number 8 hook.
You mean this muskie's more important than my mother?
Oh, sweetheart, I love your mother, but she's not a prize fish.
Thank you. I'm sure she'd be delighted to hear it.
Oh, darling. But this is... Don't you realize what it means to be an angler or a fisherman? I mean, man is born, he lives, and he dies. In between times, special things happen to him, like getting married or being elected president of something or making a hole in one or catching a prize fish.
You mean catching me is on a par with catching a fish?
I mean that I called the Post Bulletin and they're coming out tomorrow to take pictures of me and the fish.
Tomorrow? Tomorrow? Oh, I'll have to wash my hair, get the children ready.
Oh, darling, I mean, they're interviewing me.
Well, are we part of you?
Well,
Betsy, bring Bobby in. We've got to have dinner to wash your hair and mine tonight.
Well, keep smiling there, old boy. Maybe you'll get in the picture tomorrow and maybe not.
Couple Next Door, stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.